Hi, and welcome to Black on the Mat, the space where culture, community, and yoga intersect through our lived experiences. We're your host. I'm Danielle.
And I'm Sasha. Join us on this journey to bring representation and shed light on often overlooked stories on the yoga mat.
We're creating an accessible roadmap into yoga for Black people, building a community in this predominantly white space.
And letting folks already into yoga know that we're here.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey. I am so excited about today's episode because I get to get all up in your business.
Girl, aren't you excited? Business.
Well, all up in your yoga business, to be technical, right? I am really excited to learn more about like breath work. This is something that I just know from you, from our first, very first encounter, like your page, it was very prevalent that you believe in breath. In fact, to the point of a lover.
Breath is bae. Breath is bae. And breath is bae to the point where, let me break it down. I feel like that's that line in Love Jones. I don't know if you know that movie. I love this movie. You're like, let me break it down so it's forever broke. Breath is bae because think about it. When you are born, the first thing they do is you breathe. You take a breath in. It's the first thing we do when we come out. The last thing we do in life is exhale. So it has to be before anything else. It's the first thing you do, and it's the last thing you do when you leave this earth. So it's like, without breath, we are not here. We are not alive. We are just a soul passing in the wind, if you believe in that. Or you just under the ground.
Okay. So no, I hear what you're saying. And that honestly, like, is a beautiful coupling of just like breath and life, right? Just being so connected. You can't have one without the other, really. What brought you to this space though? What happened? Is there a moment that really brought you to the place where you made that decision, where you felt that connection?
I don't think there's a real like definitive moment in that situation. Through my yoga practice, through my yoga teacher training, I realized as a Black woman who's always going, I was taking hella shallow breaths. I was like, I was just barely breathing. But when I started practicing yoga, I was like, okay, how can I expand? I was like, oh, wait, this feels so much. Wow. When I fully breathe, I feel different. And it started making me think, I'm like, yo, breath is bae. Breath is life. It is that life force energy in Kundalini Yoga. We talk about it, that life force energy, but it's that energy that if you don't want to go into the woo-woo side of life, it's what keeps us alive. But so often we are not breathing properly because we're so stressed, because we're waiting for that next thing to happen. I think for me, I felt like I was living in survival mode for most of my life, waiting for that next shoe to drop, waiting for that next disaster, waiting for that next challenging situation. Because I feel like as a Black woman, and maybe it's not just a Black woman, maybe it's just me, but I feel like many Black women can resonate with this, is that you're taught to be resilient. You're taught to keep pushing forward, taught to be strong. But in that, you're so busy like here, because you're just always waiting for the next thing. And so for me, having the experience of being taught, hey, you know, you're breathing shallow. Hey, you know, when you breathe a little bit deeper, you can bring more oxygen to your body and you can feel better. When that kind of aha moment happened, that's why I was like, okay, breath is bae, breath is life. How am I going to get all these people to breathe better? Because I am a witness and I'm a testimony that breath is everything.
Okay, so I think you pretty much said it already. But so now that was an experience that you had for yourself, and that is the transformation that you feel like, okay, so now I need to get everybody breathing, right? So why, for other people that may not feel like that is their situation, why should this be a non-negotiable part of your daily routine regardless?
Because breath helps, like when you breathe properly, it helps you in so many different avenues. Think about it. If you just go in the Black community alone, the Black community disproportionately is affected with what, high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, asthma, all these things having a breathing practice, whether you're into yoga or not, can help these things. It can help lower your blood pressure. It can help reduce stress. It can help you sleep better. It can help improve your mood. It can help improve concentration. With asthma, it helps strengthen your lungs so you can breathe better. It won't get rid of asthma. It won't get rid of diabetes. It won't get rid of high blood pressure, but it can make the symptoms a lot easier to deal with. Mm. And that's why I feel like whether you do yoga or not, this is what you need to understand. This is what you need to incorporate in your life, no matter what your practice is.
Right. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. What though, can you go into specifically what makes the breathing exercises, the pranayama, so central in Kundalini yoga specifically?
Yeah, definitely. For Kundalini yoga, for those who are not aware of Kundalini yoga is considered the yoga of awareness. It mixes movement, it mixes breath work, it mixes meditation, chanting, and deep relaxation. The breathwork part of Kundalini yoga is so integrated in the movements. I feel like, so if I was doing a vinyasa class, and tell me if I'm wrong, vinyasa hatha class, like you can, you know, shift things. You decide I'm going to do this movement for pigeon pose for 10 minutes versus 2 minutes. The difference between that and Kundalini yoga is that it is like scientifically mapped out where you use this breath, where you use this hand movement, where you move this, use this movement to create a system in your body where it's working on your nervous system, where it's working on your glandular system, where it's working on clearing the chakras. And so the breath is really specific to helping kind of, it's like creating the best cocktail ever to get to a certain position. So it's like, I'm gonna mix a little bit of this breath, I'm gonna mix a little bit of this movement and this little hand movement. We're gonna shake it up in whatever we're doing to create an effect that will help you heal.
Okay, and just to round out that thought as well. So yes and no, when it comes to hatha, yes, you kind of have more of a overall, just whatever amount of time you spend doing it and the motions that you do, that's more choice. And then when it comes to vinyasa, when you're doing a vinyasa flow and like things like sun salutations and things like that, it is a breath. It's supposed to be a breath per movement, right? Mm-hmm. So every breath is a movement. You know, so we inhale, lift, exhale, fold, things like that. Like, and that's one of the things that I love about that is one of the things that I love about vinyasa as well, that like getting the breath in a cycle where you're actually clearing out your lungs and clearing your making your blood move and, you know, actually giving yourself that, that, I don't know, treatment, I guess is the best word that I could give for it, right? Like intentional breath. For someone new, what are the basic types of breathing exercises in Kundalini yoga that they might try to start?
So similar to kind of what you were talking about, and especially like you find in like yin yoga, restorative yoga, is doing long, deep breathing. So it's where you're just inhaling really long. And I like to tell people, imagine your breath is like on this elevator going up to the top of your head, and then on the exhale, it's going down to the basement. And so long, deep breathing is something that we do in a lot of the practices that we do. And also there's this thing called breath of fire, which is funny because, like, you know, I love to say everything is fire. Well, breath of fire is fire. Breath of fire is where you're doing inhaling and exhaling equally out of your nose. The way I like to teach people how to do breath of fire is I have them start panting like a dog. So for those who listen to me that are not watching the video, I'm sticking my tongue out and I start panting like a dog. So it looks something like this. And so it's that you feel the navel pumping back and forth and I have them close their mouth. This breath helps with circulation, gets you more oxygen to the body, helps you feel more focused. It clears your aura. It does so many things. It energizes you. And it's one of the most common breaths in Kundalini yoga. But we also have things where we're breathing two sniffs in the mouth, through the nose and breathing out the mouth. All of these things are utilized to help us get into the state of relaxing the body. I think the thing I didn't mention before that I feel it's important, when you're thinking about breath, you know, their nervous system comes into play and not everyone understands the concept of the nervous system. I'm assuming you definitely do, but I'm going to break it down a little bit. The nervous system, nervous system has two parts. So the first part is the sympathetic nervous system, and then there's a parasympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic nervous system, if you're thinking about it like a car, like the sympathetic nervous system is like putting the foot on the pedal of the gas and your car is moving fast. That's that flight or flight situation that we get into. And then the parasympathetic nervous system is the opposite. It's like putting your foot on the brakes. And that's when it gets our body into that rest and digest. Through using our breath, we can tap more into the parasympathetic nervous system, because oftentimes in our society, we are in that fight or flight, not just like when danger is happening, because that's when it's supposed to occur, but we're in that on a constant day-to-day basis. Some of us wake up and we're like, oh my God, the alarm's off. I'm learning late and I'm gonna go to work and we gotta deal with all these problems at work and I got problems at home and the traffic and that's that sympathetic nervous system. So when you're able to, okay. You can get your body and your mind in that rest and digest, which also helps with you digesting your food as well. A lot of us have like irritable bowel syndrome or other things coming up with constipation. Connecting to your breath helps with all those things.
Those are benefits I think that we all need. I know if you took a poll of some of my old students when I used to teach, they definitely could probably recall a moment of me just stopping and breathing and, maybe also talking to Jesus under my breath, but stopping and breathing and trying to bring those the examples of mindfulness into my classroom while trying to save myself. And like, from that space, from that reactionary space, from that, like where we let the anger out or we let things bubble or, that helps you mitigate those moments of, I shouldn't have said that, or, like getting around those spaces and not having to go through them in the first place, which once you learn the way you want to operate is so much easier.
I totally agree with that, because the whole point of that is when you aren't conscious of your breath, you're reacting. When you are conscious and you can utilize your breath as a tool, that's when you can respond. And there's a difference between responding and reacting. A lot of us out there popping off are reacting. I have been a proud president of the girl who reacted first and like didn't respond. And I still, and even that, I can say I show up differently. When I have situations right now where I feel like, as a caregiver for my parents and, my dad is going through some emotional things that are going on that make him get really angry, I use my breath to calm myself down before responding, because it helps me be like, oh, wait, this is not personal. This is not personal. But if I didn't have that breathing exercise, I'd be like, oh no, hold up. Let's take off the earrings. I don't care who you are. You're going to get this.
Right. Don't talk to me like that.
Don't talk to me like that. And you get triggered. So I find like it's helped me not get as triggered in life.
Okay. So I think that already is a major reason, but how would you say, why is it particularly crucial for Black women, right, who carry the weight of these personal and family and community experiences to incorporate the practices into their lives? You already said one, you're mitigating your triggers and allowing that to not happen. What else do you think for Black women, and maybe it's for the Black community as a whole, but you did already like mention a few of those things.
For Black women especially, I think, especially if you're of a certain age, perimenopause and menopause, you're not there, Sasha, but God, it is a hot mess, pun intended. It is a hot mess. And we disproportionately deal with these things, especially with fibroids and a couple other things. Right. And I've utilized it with my cousins using this breath called Sitali breathing. It's where you roll your tongue like a taco, like this. Not everyone can do that. So genetically, I don't know if you know that, genetically, not everyone can roll their tongue. So if you can't roll your tongue, you just put your tongue behind your lower teeth. Doing this breath, and you don't even have to be going through menopause. Doing this breath, if you're angry, you're pissed off, whatever, can cool down the body. It also helps you cool down the body if your body has a fever. Why do I say this is good for Black women especially? I think as Black women, as you were mentioning, we carry the weight of being everything to everyone else. We are taught that we have to be strong, we have to be resilient, we have to do everything. And oftentimes that gets us living all the time in that sympathetic nervous system. We're always, as I was telling you before, we're always waiting for that next challenge that we have to face. We're always in battle mode.
In defense. Yeah.
In defense. We're always in battle mode. We're always ready to, you know, be that warrior who's about to slay something. Well, the breath is kind of the gift from the universe to say, hey, sis, I see you. I'm gonna give you a break. Give me a time to like connect with your heart, connect with your soul, to relax your shoulders, to relax your muscles, to let go of whatever's going on in your mind, to just be. And that's why I think it's so important for especially Black women.
I was in it like, yeah, no, for real. And
we
are talking
there.
About it. So yeah, there's
we all been there. We've all been in this space where life is life being hella hard. And though we love our family and friends and all the people we're helpful, that we want to help, sometimes it just feels like a lot. And I think through breathing, intentional breathing, it helps us release some of that weight that holds us down.
No, I mean, I can't do anything but agree. And I think about the times where, you know, it feels like too much. Like I've got so much going on. I have so many commitments. I have so many emails to answer. I have so many things to do. So like, what do you do? What do you suggest for listeners if they feel like they're just too busy for these breathing exercises?
What I like to do and how I kind of incorporate it and how I tell my clients to incorporate it is do it while you're driving. Do it while you are waiting for the grocery checker to do her thing. Do it while you're walking. Do it the first thing you wake up. Do it right before you go to sleep. And it doesn't have to be long. And I think that's what people think about yoga. Oh my God, I got to do this for 30 minutes or 21 minutes. And, you know, I have to have all this time. Girl, 1 minute, 30 seconds of breathing makes a difference. It's like that snowball that the bigger, the more that you do it, the powerful it gets.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't do it even for 30 seconds, you're never going to get any benefits. So just start. I mean, let's keep it real. You're breathing already.
Right.
You are hella breathing. Unless you are in the hospital on a machine, you are breathing already. Mm-hmm. Just make it intentional. Like, oh, wait, I'm breathing. How can I deepen the breath? Just a little bit. Maybe I inhale a little bit longer and extend my exhale a little bit longer. While you're going to the bathroom. That could be it right there. I mean, because you're already there. You ain't got nothing else
and
to
you're
do.
By yourself. There's a chance for you to take a breath. And then, like, I know most moms are like, I'm not in the bathroom by myself. And like that only lasts a certain amount of time, but still it's worth it. You are breathing no matter what in all of these instances, and you should be, and you will be in order to keep yourself alive. But like you said, sometimes that breath is shallow. Sometimes it just, you're not taking that deep full breath. And I think that that's the connection between like the breath meditation and yoga and all of that, right? Like if you build up your skill set in this breath, it can be as effective as you taking 15 minutes of yoga on your mat. Yeah. And that's hard to believe when you feel like everything is chaotic, but I feel like we're just, you gotta believe us because we've done it for a long time now. You just gotta believe us. Like,
we got the receipts.
We have the receipts. Like, it's real. And like, it's you're allowed to let it work. And like, I think that that's one of those fears that it's like, oh, this is never going to work for me. It doesn't matter. And it's like, no, if you actually do it, if you actually practice, if you get that consistency, each breath can matter.
Yeah. And each breath can matter. And you were talking about a mom being so busy, you're never alone. Teach your kids how to do these exercises. I have friends who actually do it, and it helps them regulate their emotions. Like, I've seen my little cousin who, she's so adorable. She uses it. And she's like, Mommy, I'm just going to breathe real quick. And having her have this skill set when she feels I'm not happy or I didn't get my way, instead of crying and throwing a tantrum on the ground and throwing everything under the sun, she's like, no, Mommy, I just need a moment to breathe. I just need a moment to breathe. And that's so beautiful. And I want that for us. I think we, as a cultural community, have this intergenerational trauma that we deal with that comes back from slavery. And that's why I feel like we're always in that sympathetic nervous system, because at any point we could have been killed, shot for nothing. Mm-hmm. We could have seen a white woman and, you know, there we go, we're gone, because someone thought that that was not appropriate.
And it hasn't been crazy far off from that in the last.
No.
I mean, in ever, let's just.
Never.
Since
I mean, yeah.
Then, right. It has not. We still have not reached the place where we feel like that won't happen. It's just, you know, we might find moments of comfort when we can't. So it's an overall coping.
Yeah. And so when we're all in this, not because of anything that we've done in our personal life, but it's just in our DNA. This is the most important thing anyone in the Black community, or any community, but especially in the Black community, can do to better their lives.
I think that's the mic drop right there. Like, this is it, right? This is what we need to address. This is what we need to do. So what resources or tips do you have for listeners who want to explore breathing exercises and yoga more deeply?
So I have several breathing exercises on my YouTube page, on the Hello Well with Danielle YouTube page. Also in my own podcast, Hello Well with Danielle, I start the podcast with us breathing, because I feel like it's a good way for us to tune in collectively and get into that space. So I always do that, but I also will do one episode a month where I'm either doing some kind of breathing exercises, or I'm doing, you know, a meditation that helps you kind of slow down the breath. And so I have several different things. I also, on Instagram in the month of August, when I was just like, I just need people to get this, I created like this breathing challenge. And so there's still those breathing challenges on Instagram as well. But come to me. If you need help, if you need some ideals, like, just DM me. For me, like, I just want us to get this. Like, my mantra in life is that Mos Def song Umi says, is like, I just want my people to be free, to be free, to be free. Breath is the way for us to be free. But you got to be intentional about it.
Well, I love that. And it is the way you shine your light on the world, which is also what he says in that song. And I appreciate that. I appreciate you for doing that and holding that space for us here. You can find more of Danielle and her stuff and her sessions and everything at Hello Well with Danielle all over the place, right? And
also at my classes too. So I teach breathing and obviously my yoga classes. So I teach online on Fridays at Lotus Land in San Francisco, in person and online. And I'm starting to do more online practices. I'm actually wanting to do an entire workshop on just breathing soon. So that will be coming out soon too, because again, I want my people to be free.
That's right. Is there anywhere else we can find you and anything else you want to add before we close this out?
Well, you can also find me at Insight Timer. I'm super excited. I just posted my first yoga nidra session. If people who don't know yoga nidra, it is kind of called the yogic sleep. It feels like a guided meditation, but it takes you into a different brain wave that gets you to be able to connect to your higher self and get into like a deeper conscious living, release that need. So yeah, that's where you can find me. That's where I bees in these streets.
And all of those links are going to be below. So thank you so much for being here. Feel free to ask your questions in the comments, and we will see you soon.
Ciao.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on Black on the Mat.
Let's continue connecting, sharing our stories, and sowing the benefits of having a yoga practice in your life.
Subscribe to Black on the Mat on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
I'm Sasha, and you can find me at Thick Thigh Yoga on all social media platforms and thickthighyoga.com.
I'm Danielle, and you can find me at HelloWell with Danielle on IG, YouTube, and HelloWellWithDanielle.com.